Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, award-winning SEO blogger and internet marketing expert and your host for this podcast. And I am thrilled that you are here with me today because I'm going to be talking about something you may not want to hear about. But let's face it, it's almost September. And if you live in the United States, you're probably seeing Christmas stuff already in the stores. I have a feeling. I haven't looked, but I just have a sneaking suspicion because I know last year it seemed like it was already there. I just have this funny feeling. But let's face it, because it is almost September, the holidays are right around the corner. And if you're a small business owner, now is a really good time to start planning your holiday sales tactic. And in fact, I need to start doing this myself because I kind of usually wait until the last minute, but I swear this year I am going to be more proactive about it. And I'm going to start thinking about what I'm going to do if I'm going to have a special offer, and I want to do that. And which leads me to the subject of today's podcast, which I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share with you five ways that you can use Facebook and email to boost your holiday sales. So what I was just kind of starting with talking about, I kind of jumped right in, but the first one is to plan ahead. Okay. Because let's face it, Black Friday is only a couple months away. It's going to be the end of November. There's Cyber Monday. There's Small Business Saturday. There's all these special holidays are coming up. Sales holidays, I should say, rolling around the shopping days. So it's real important for you to be able to start planning now. This is the perfect time to start doing that before things get hectic. So what you can do is come up with a content calendar and plan your promotions in advance and make sure that you are delivering content that your customers actually care about. Okay, so make sure that when you're customizing your Facebook posts and your emails, that then you're going to schedule them around these important days, and that is going to be you're going to be in great shape for the holidays. Now, second thing to do is to be a resource. So don't overwhelm your customers with salesy emails or Facebook posts. Instead, provide them with some resources that they could use. So for instance, maybe once in a while, offer some tips on how to prepare their shopping list or how to throw a holiday dinner party. Be a little fun and creative. I mean, it doesn't really matter what type of business you're in, but especially for Facebook, this is a great time of year. So take advantage of doing a little bit lighter fare, because again, regardless of whether you're emailing or you're using social media, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, it's real important to make sure that 80% of your content should be just useful information, practical advice, things that your customers, your prospects can use. Then 20% of the time you can actually be selling them something. So you've got to have that balance so that you're not overwhelming people, and you want to keep them happy. You want to keep them coming back for more. Okay. All right. Number three, use photos. And certainly in your Facebook posts, absolutely, and pictures in your emails as well, because this is a great way, especially if you do sell products, that you can tell your customers about your products. And if you're posting stuff on Facebook, invite your fans to comment on the pictures so that your content has a better chance of reaching more people in the news feed, because as we all know, it's really challenging to be able to get people to see your stuff organically. So you might want to actually consider doing some Facebook ads as well. So maybe using some holiday theme images would be perfect for this. And not only on your Facebook page, but to do some Facebook ads and use that as a way to capture attention and sell your products. Now, number four, consider offering some special deals to your email list and or your Facebook fans. So if you can offer some, maybe some free promotions or some special discounts, encourage people to like your Facebook page, maybe give your email subscribers a sneak peek at some seasonal products or services that you're going to offer, and kind of do this in a way to be able to help build holiday excitement and, of course, encourage them to buy early. So if you can do something, you know, before, you know, things start really getting hectic, because I don't know about you, but I tell you, once November rolls around, oh man, things start really snowballing and people just get busy, busy, busy. So if you can do something early, that's why I say, you know, we talked about the very first thing was to plan ahead. Get something going sooner rather than later and take advantage of it. You know, have a Halloween sale. What the heck, you know, offer something, you know, not on the holiday so that you can maybe take advantage of that way. So offer exclusive deals. That's number four. Finally, number five, remind your audience of your shared values, because people like to support and spend money with businesses that share the same values and support the same causes that they do. And they also like to share that information. So if your business supports a worthy cause, let your Facebook fans and your email subscribers know about it during the holidays. A while back, this was probably a couple years ago, actually, Macy's, I know, did a, on their Facebook page, they did a special campaign where they were encouraging kids to write letters to Santa. And for every letter that they submitted, Macy's was going to give a dollar to Make-A-Wish, to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that's a great thing to do. And I know I'm probably going to be doing something like this myself, because my sister, my older sister, this past summer was diagnosed with a rare type of cancer. It's called a sarcoma. Oh, goodness, I'm tearing up thinking about this. Sorry about that. But anyway, you know, I've supported cancer research in the past. In fact, I've done marathons for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But now I'm definitely going to be focusing more of my attention and definitely earmarking a part of all the revenues that I generate from my business is now going to go towards helping sarcoma research, because these are really rare cancers and it affects very few people. But the people who do get affected by it, they need help. So. So I just have to figure out which organization is going to be the best, and that needs the most help with that. But that's definitely going to be something that I'm going to be also telling, like I'm sharing with you right now, but I'm also going to be using that and telling people about as well, because this is something that now is near and dear to my heart, because, it's so tough when someone you love is suffering. And I was out there with her, recently, when she was going through chemo and radiation in the same week. And, you know, she's my big sister, and it's, you know, I had to take care of her for a change instead of her taking care of me. She took care of me when I was little. So it was kind of nice for me to be able to give back and repay that, but it's heartbreaking because, you know, you hate seeing a family member suffer. And so anyway, so that's what I'm going to be doing. So there you go. So those are some ways that you can use Facebook and email to promote your products and services during the holiday season. So start planning now. That was number one. Start planning now. Okay. So that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I would encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss another episode. And we can be found on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And if you'd be so kind as to leave me a rating and a review on either of those platforms, it would just mean the world to me. It would just be awesome. So please, if you have, you know, it doesn't have to be long, just a, you know, a couple words, just let me know if I'm doing a good job. Okay. I would love to be able to know that. I'd love to get some feedback, because I have a couple reviews on iTunes now, and it's great to see that. So that would be awesome. And as always, if you have any questions, you can contact me. You can contact me through my website, gloriarand.com, or, hit me up on Twitter, at Gloria Rand is my username, and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. And that's, of course, spelled W-R-I-T-E, because we're talking about writing, whether on the computer or in an email, whatever, but it's all about that message. So use that hashtag, and then I will know that you've been listening to this podcast. So until next time, again, I'm Gloria Rand, and I am wishing you all much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed.